Hi everyone, my name is Claire Liu. I'm the CEO of Know Your Company, and I'm super excited to be here with Jason Fried, who is the CEO of Basecamp, not to mention best-selling author of a few books, you know,
something
the
like
works.
That. Thank you.
Also happens to sit on the board of Know Your Company, and originally built Know Your Company about 4 years ago, recruited me to be the CEO. So there have been many a times
It's been a good four years.
Well, yeah. There's been many a times where, you know, I've come to Jason definitely with questions, things I wanted to ask him about, get his advice on, especially around leadership, running a company. So that's what today is about.
Perfect.
And I just had one question for you
Okay. Around
leadership, just to get your thoughts on how you think about, leading a company.
Okay.
And that is, for you, what has been the one thing you wish you would have learned earlier as a leader?
That's a good one. That's a really good question. There's a few things, so it might be a little bit of a longer answer.
That's fine.
One of them is, especially when you're small, I think it's good to understand what motivates each individual person versus like blanket motivation, like not motivational statements for the company, but knowing like what kind of projects people like to work on themselves versus like just putting people on things because they're available. So it's kind of like, you know, figuring out, is this person ready for a longer project or a shorter project? What was their last project like? Things like that I think really help. Another thing I was going to say is that when hiring people, everyone always comes to a company, they have previous experience. And I'm always like, well, it takes about 6 months to a year to get used to a new company. But sometimes you have to unlearn your old company. So keeping in mind like where someone came from. So if someone came from a really big company, for example, with a very different sort of process and culture, it might take them an extra 6 months or more just to unlearn that stuff and recognize that like they're not there anymore.
Right.
And sometimes you have to have a little bit more patience with people who've come from places very much unlike your business. So I think those two things. The other thing is, in general, this is more of just a general thing. I've noticed that like advice I would give myself perhaps is like, don't worry about most things because most things don't matter. Like most things you worry about probably don't matter. And you can sort of build up worry in your head about stuff that doesn't matter. And it can sort of keep you up at night or whatever.
Oh, totally.
And all you can do.
Yeah.
That happens.
I was going to ask you, like for you, you seem to most people a pretty calm, chill person.
Yeah, it's fake.
Is there something that like where you were like, oh, you know, shit, like that's really worrying me? And then it was only until the next week or years later where you're like, you know what? I should have just let that go.
Well, I used to have a problem. I would hang on to things, like hold grudges against myself more so. Like I don't really hold grudges against other people, but I hold grudges against myself. Like a thought that I had or something we should have done that we didn't do that someone else did. And I would just like be hard on myself about that. Like, yeah, I saw them do that. We've been talking about this for 3 months. We should have done it. Why didn't we do it? But it doesn't matter. Like, you didn't do it. And if it's that important, do it now. Like, it's not that big of a deal. So you can beat yourself up over things. And I had to learn, like, not to do that. And now I don't do that at all.
Yeah.
But it took me a while to really figure out how not to do that. And I think when you're new at something and you're competing with other companies, as everyone is, it's very easy to pay a lot of attention to the competition and be upset when you see someone else do something that you've been thinking about doing. And you're like, oh my God, they did it. Like, and look how well they did it. And like, you know, you can, it's like, yeah, there's a million things you can do. And you did some other things that maybe they're looking at you and going, oh my God, we should have done those things that Basecamp did.
Yep.
Like, who knows who's looking at who and what's possible.
Yep.
So you just have to do your own thing and not get worried about those kinds of things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's refreshing to hear that come from you because I think, I don't know. I think a lot of people who've experienced success, they don't necessarily share that. Right. Like, I think, it's this idea of, why worry about everything when things seem to be going so well for a person or for a company?
Yeah.
And it's, it's refreshing because, I mean, personally, it's like, oh, my God, like, letting go of things, not worrying about stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of self-discipline.
It's healthy. It takes a long time to get there.
Yep.
But I think it's better. Now, of course, there's other things that like, you have new worries and whatnot. Like, there's always something that should be on your mind probably at some level, but you can't let it keep you up at night or like really bug you.
Right.
Because that then clouds other judgment and other decision making and stuff like that. So
I've had to
get much better at that.
Yeah. I have a good friend of mine who I really like this saying. He tells me that worry is the most useless emotion.
Yeah. Basically.
He thinks it's the most useless emotion. You can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
It's not productive.
So. Yeah. There's a great line in some Tom Petty song. I forget which song it is. But it's like, most of the things you worry about never happen anyway. It's just so true.
It is.
It's so true. So anyway, I think that's a really important, that's a piece of advice I give myself. And just don't, you're going to worry about a lot of stuff over the next X number of years. Most of those things, looking back, will not have mattered at all.
Yes.
And so think about how much you're taking on, how much you're holding in yourself, like how much worry you're holding for things that when you look back aren't really going to matter. Now, how do you know which ones matter, which ones don't? You don't really know, but most of them don't matter. So just kind of like worry less in general. And I think you'll kind of come out ahead that way.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your time, Jason.
Thanks for being here. It was fun.